Barakallahu fikum. Okay, so we'll start the reading of the book of Kitab al-Tanweer fi Isqat al-Tadbir, the book of illumination or illuminating guidance about dropping self-management. And as we saw in the introduction of the Sheikh in his account of meeting his Sheikh, he came to him with a lot of problems, and after him addressing him with a few words, he found that his problems were just gone. So we'll pray that through the barakat of this great silsila, inshallah, things similar to that will happen to us, inshallah. The reason why our Sheikh recommended the reading of this book is that particularly in the West, we are so much engrossed in matters of dunya, and we are difficult for many people to have time or even seclude their minds from all the thousands of influences that burden the mind and make us unable to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this book might help us to lift the head above. فقال الشيخ read introduction once more. فقال الشيخ الإمام العارف القدوة المحقق تاج العارفين لسان المتكلمين إمام وقته وواحد عصره خدة السلف وإمام الخلف قدوة السالكين وحدة المتقين تاج الدين أبو الفضل أحمد بن محمد بن عبد الكريم بن عطاء الله السكندري رضي الله عنه وأرضاه ونفعنا به ونفع به كافة المسلمين إنه سميع قريب مجيب. This is the introduction of the author, and then now comes the text itself. A classical Arabic book will start always with Alhamdulillah. And there will be an introductory section that is highly fasih, very high language, which I will not be able to give any kind of equivalent in English. I read it to you because it's written in rhymed prose, so inshallah at least you can appreciate it from its sound. And then I'll give a very cursory translation of its contents. So this will be a short paragraph of introduction. Alhamdulillahi al-munfaridu bil-khalqi wa-tadbeer. This introduction, it is a kind of display of eloquence. At the same time, it hints at the main contents and purpose of the book. So he starts with Alhamdulillah al-munfaridu bil-khalqi wa-tadbir. Praise be to Allah, the only one who creates and organizes. Al-wahidu fil-hukmi wa-taqdir. Al-maliku al-ladhi laysa kamithlihi shay'un wa huwa al-sami'u al-basir. ليس له في ملكه وزير المالك الذي لا يخرج عن ملكه كبير ولا صغير المتقدس في كمال وصفه عن الشبيه والنظير المنزه في كمال ذاته عن التثميل والتصوير العليم الذي لا يخفى عليه ما في الضمير ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. Praise be to Allah. He is giving all the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about his overseeing, about his being aware of the servants, about his absolute power, about his organizing the whole universe. And then he continues. العالم الذي أحاط علمه بمبادئ الأمور ونهاياتها السميع الذي لا فضل في سمعه بين جهر الأصوات وإخفائها الرازق وهو المنعم على الخليقة بإيصال أقواتها القيوم وهو المتكلف بها في جميع حالاتها الواهب وهو الذي من على النفوس بوجود حياتها القدير وهو المعيد لها بعد وجود وفاتها الحسيب وهو المجازي لها يوم قيومها عليه بحسناتها وسيئاتها فسبحان فسبحانه من إله من على العباد بالجود قبل الوجود، وقام لهم بأرزاقهم مع كلتا حالتيه من أقرار وجحود، وأمد كل موجود بوجود عطائه، وحفظ وجوده وجود العالم بمداد بقائه، وظهر بحكمه في أرضه وبقدرته في سمائه. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة عبد مفوض لقضائه، مستسلم له في حكمه وإمضائه، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله المفضل على جميع أنبيائه، المخصوص بجزيل فضله وعطائه، الفاتح الخاتم وليس ذلك لسوائه، الشافع في كل العباد حين مجمعهم الحق لفصل قضائه، صلى الله عليه وعلى سائر أنبيائه وعلى آله وصحبه المستمسكين بودائه، وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، so this was the introduction. So he's praising Allah and he's sending salawat on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وعلى وسلم in this beautiful introduction. And then he starts, and the first thing he does a dua on all his students and readers, and that includes us. Ya'lam, ya akhi, know, O brother. And then he comes a dua. Know, O brother. Ya'lam, ya akhi, ja'alaka Allahu min ahli hubbihi. May Allah make you of those whom he loves. وأتحفك بوجود قربه, and may he give you the gift of his nearness. وأذاقك من شرب أهل وده, and may he give you a taste of the drink that the people of his love are drinking. وأمنك بدوام وصلته من إعراضه وصده, and may he keep you safe by always keeping you in union with him. May he keep you safe from going against him or from having hindrances on your path. ووصلك بعبادة الذين خصهم بمراسلاتها, and may he always keep you in the companies of those whom he selected by his sending, and that is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the awliya. So now inside this dua comes a description of the awliya. So who are the awliya whom he's saying, may Allah always keep you in the company of these people. So who are the people? الَّذِي خَصَّهُمْ بِمَرَاسِلَاتِهِ. Allah singled them out by his sending them his message. وَجَبَرَ كَسْرَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لِمَا عَمِلُوا أَنَّهُ لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارُ بِأَنْوَارِ تَجَلِّيَاتِهِ. And he destroyed the harshness of their hearts, like he overwhelmed their hearts by their knowing that there is nothing that can reach Allah except when he decides to send out his tajalliyat, his lights. بِأَنْوَارِ تَجَلِّيَاتِ, and the lights will come back and explain everything, inshallah, everything will come. وَفَتَحَ رِيَاضَ الْقُرْبِ وَأَهَبَّ مِنْهَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَارِدَاتَ نَفَحَاتِهِ, and he opened to them the riyad, the gardens of nearness. وَأَهَبَّ مِنْهَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَارِدَاتَ نَفْحَاتِهِ, and he let from there a breeze flow over their hearts. وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ سَابِقَ تَدْبِيرِهِ فِيهِمْ, and he made them aware that he had before that moment organized everything for them. فَسَلَّمُوا إِلَيْهِ الْقِيَادِ, and because of that they left the reins to him. This is the awliya that he makes dua that we should be in their company. Ameen. وكشف لهم عن خفي لطفه في صنعه فخرجوا عن المنازعة والعناد. And he drew away the veil from their hearts so that they became aware of his hidden gifts. And because of that, then they came out of the states of opposition. فهم مستسلمون إليه. So they are surrendered to him. ومتوكلون في كل الأمور عليه. And they are in all their states. They have توكل, relying upon him. علما منهم أنه لا يصل عبد إلى الرضا إلا بالرضا. Because they know that they don't get alive as his رضا except if he first gives them the رضا. So it's by his رضا that they can reach his رضا. ولا يبلغ إلى صريح العبودية إلا بالاستسلام إلى القضاء. And they also know that they will never reach the state of ubudiyyah. Ubudiyyah is the state of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the state of servant, which is very high maqam. They know that one cannot reach there except by being surrendered to the qada, being surrendered to whatever Allah ordains. فَلَمْ تَطْرُقُهُمُ الْأَغْيَارُ. Al-aghyar means, ghayr means everything other than Allah. Al-aghyar. Anything from dunya does not affect them. وَلَنْ تُرِيدَ عَلَيْهِمِ الْأَكْدَارُ. And everything that is not clear, it doesn't disturb them. كَمَا قَالَ قَائِلُهُمْ. And then he quotes some poetry on this matter. لَا تَهْتَدِي نُوبُ الزَّمَانِ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَلَى الْخَطْبِ الشَّدِيدِ لِجَامِ. Matters or misfortunes of the times do not affect them, and every affliction, they always have the reins in their hands. That is, they have left the reins to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they are always in command of the situation, not by themselves, but by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تجري عليهم أحكامه وهو لهم لجلاله خامدون ولحكمه مستسلمون. And whatever happens, all the ahkam, all that he ordains, will pass over them, and they will simply be in a state of servanthood, and they will be submitting to whatever he lets happen. كما قال تجري عليك صروفه وهموم سرك مطرقة. Circumstances will just pass over you, and your heart is busy with something, and it just makes you put down your head, that is, just makes you surrender. And now, so this was all the description of the awliya, and we are still in the beginning of the sentence. He said, "Amma ba'd, ya'lam ya akhi, know, O brother," and then came the dua, "May Allah make you of the people of His love," and so on. And then comes "anna." So what is it that we are to know? "Ya'lam ya akhi, anna man talaba al-wusula ila Allah ta'ala fa haqiqun alayhi an ya'tiya al-amra min babihi." So know, O brother, that if anyone who wants to reach the union with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the reality is that he has to enter the house through its proper door. وَأَن تَتَوَسَّلَ إِلَيْهِ بِوُجُودِ أَسْبَابِهِ. And he should use the asbab, he should use the proper means. So if you don't use the means, you're just wishing something. And he says you have to know this matter. He's going to teach us how to go about this matter so that we can do it in an efficient manner. وَأَهَمُّ مَا يَنْبَغِي تَرْكُهُ الْخُرُوجِ عَنْهُ وَالتَّطَهُّرُ مِنْهُ وُجُودَ التَّدْبِيرِ. And the most important thing that is needed if you want to go on that path is to get out of opposition وَمُنَازَغَةَ الْمَقَادِيرِ, and to clean yourself from self-management and from opposing the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَصَنَّفْتُ هَذَا الْكِتَابَ بَيَّانًا لِذَلِكَ. So for that reason, I compose this book in order to clarify these matters. وَمُظْهِرًا لِمَا هُنَالِكَ وَسَمَّيْتُهُ التَّنْوِيرُ فِي إِسْقَاطِ التَّدْبِيرِ. And I call it by this title, The Illumination by Dropping Self-Management. ليكون اسمه وافقا لسماه ولفظه مطابقا لمعناه. So that its title will be in coincidence with its contents. والله أسأل أن يجعله خالصا لوجهه الكريم وأن يتقبله بفضله العظيم وأن ينفع به الخاص والعام بمحمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام إنه على ما يشاء قدير وبالإجابة جدير. And he asks then that Allah may give him success in this matter and that he may make it suitable to offer to his honorable person by the excellence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So this was introduction. Jazallahu anna sayyidana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ma huwa ahli. Jazallahu anna sayyidana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ma huwa ahli. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين. And I ask you to do Fatiha for our Murshid and guide Sheikh Muhammad Al-Yaqub bin Nun in Sham as Abu al-Huda. Let's do Fatiha for him and for all our teachers, inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا. May Allah bless you all.